the heck is this? Oh. Okay.
Ben says that's for the folks at OPD, and I got to tell you, my friends in the police department, Ben did it.
Ben made what kind of kind of car does he have? Lincoln plates?
It's on its way to Lincoln. That'd be the state troopers, guys. Well, we've got Mark Donovan, and he is the owner-operator of Magical Journey Carriage Service, and Jennifer Kephart is with Omaha Pedicab, and they are standing there at the cusp of falling victim to another ridiculous law, the way I see it. Now, I suspect you two are not in here to in support of the city's ordinance. We might want to make sure that that's the case.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. So,
all right. Here we go. Local government discussion. Here we go.
What's the story here? Here's the foundation. The city of Omaha wants to make it illegal for pedicab services and the horse-drawn carriages and maybe something else to operate during the College World Series in certain parts of town. Now, that's obviously an imposition for people whose livelihood depends on it, and those two people, two of them anyway, are here right now with us. So welcome to the show, and thank you very much for joining.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. So tell us, how did this whole thing come on? Was this an actual problem, or was this a solution looking for a problem?
I think it's both. It is a little bit of a solution looking for a problem.
Are you Jennifer or Mark?
I'm Jennifer.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Let me clarify. Yeah, right.
I keep saying the FBI is missing out.
You know, it's a little bit of both. See, there were people that came from out of town. They were unsafe pedicabs that were here during the College World Series. And there's just no rules for it. People coming from out of town don't know the roads here. They don't know the hills. They don't know the best ways to go. And so they were a little bit in the way just because there is no direction. Nobody telling them what they should or shouldn't be doing. So it was a little bit of a problem, not huge. I mean, anybody that's been to the College World Series before it was moved is used to traffic and is used to not going anywhere for a while. And traffic moved very smoothly, even though...
It seems like. I mean, sometimes I get behind the horse-drawn carriage and you're like, oh, there's a horse-drawn carriage with an orange triangle on it. I hope it gets to the intersection soon. But that's no infraction of any moral... no moral values that are being impeded upon, and no laws that are broken. I love it. I love that the horses are out there. I love I learned a lot on a farm, actually, so I kind of like the smell. How much of an effect is this going to have on the business? Because it's not like you guys are huge corporations, am I right?
No.
Rolling in the dough, making a fortune on it?
Evil.
Evil corporations?
I wish.
Might be nice, but no. I mean, that's if I can't go to the stadium, that's all my business, basically. So I would be better off doing vacation during that time than being here, just because that's what everybody wants to do. They want to go to the stadium. They want to go to the car afterwards. They want to hit the beer gardens, and they want rides there.
A pedicab.
I got a question. Yeah. Are they doing absolute restrictions or time restrictions or date restrictions? What's the restriction that's going to be imposed?
The way I understand the ordinance, it would be an absolute restriction during the College World Series, 3 days prior to and then through the duration of the CWS.
Has there been an issue with safety at all?
We have. I know that we have had no issues with safety, and I think our situations are a little bit different. We're grouped together because of the police proposed ordinance, but our operations are different. We don't do exactly the same thing. We will give a handful of rides over to the College World Series, but we don't stage our horse and carriages over there, and we don't want to be in the middle of that turmoil. It works better for Jen. She has the right kind of vehicle to get people quickly to their cars and things like that. For me, I believe it is a solution more looking for a problem. And the other issue is the Omaha Police Department established a rather broad clean zone, which includes Riverfront Drive. And we go down a very small portion of that riverfront, and that is one of our most popular rides. So to shut that down during the summertime would be a pretty unnecessary financial impact.
Yeah, but you're the businessman here. You're raking in so much money. You don't need that. It's for the good of the community, for the love of God. Don't you understand?
It's for the children.
We accommodate a lot of for the good of the community. They have the Summer Art Festival. and every other festival that they put in the downtown area or around the riverfront, Taste of Omaha, different things like that. And we're constantly compromising our routes and different things and working around those events. But I believe truly that the people that put in all the time in the downtown and the old market and their lives and their investment and all of that, maybe some of these events should work around those businesses rather than it always being the other way around.
One of the things that you One of the things you brought up is people coming in from out of town causing possibly a hazard because they're not familiar with the streets. Mm-hmm. So what if you were to say, if you were king for an hour, what proposal would you submit? That would solve, yeah, let's instead of...
Besides educating people and making them not stupid or having them fly into town a week before to understand the map.
You could do something really simple like have them, that they have to be like a resident of at least the state of Nebraska or the city of Omaha for a year or something like that.
But then...
And be able to prove it.
I can get around that one.
That'd be tough. I think. I mean, maybe it'd be good for business. I doubt it.
I don't mind that people come from out of town. That doesn't bother me because the more pedicabs, the better my business actually is because people see that they're pedicabs and then they see that there's somebody local and it makes things better for me. It raises the awareness. So I enjoy the out-of-towners. So for me, I don't need a state restriction. I would just like to see restrictions on pedicabs, that you have to have lights, that you have to have turn signals, that you have to have disc or hydraulic brakes, you know, that it's a safe... Mm-hmm. Safety ones, because we had some trailers out there that that came up from out of town, and they aren't safe. So I would like to see those banned. I'd like to see just some kind of registration process where you get a packet that says here's suggested streets. I would even be open.
You could do that yourself.
I would even be open to banning 10th Street and Cummings Street and being okay with that, and just saying that pedicabs can't be on 10th or Cummings.
Is that because of the traffic? I mean, the volume of traffic.
That and also 10th Street is it's a major know, street in the old market, and there is a lot of volume, but there's a big hill there right by the Quest Center, so pedicabs are slow. So, you know, it's also just not smart. If you're on a bike taxi and you're hauling people around, you don't want to take the biggest hill in the area to mm-hmm. get somewhere. You want to save your legs, and you want to be able to get there faster, and usually taking the biggest hill is not the fastest way, at least here in Omaha. So, you know, I'm okay getting rid of, you know, saying you can't use that.
Now, would you say if you're stepping back pre this ordinance on your day-to-day business, do the problems that arise, did they ever come to the point where you decided that something had to be done? Or is it just something as simple as the police officers or the police department doesn't want to deal with it during the World Series?
That's probably a better question for them.
I'm
going to save you guys here.
I have a good relationship with the police, and I'd like to keep it. So yeah.
You could also probably be helping the police if you be the eyes and ears of what's going on out there too. I mean,
if you totally develop
a relationship with them,
cool.
Yeah,
we've been working for years now, kind of a business watch program with the police, and all my drivers have cell phones, and if we see, panhandlers or somebody passed out in the street or different things like that, we always call 911. So we're already kind of tied into that whole community watch program.
Well, and this is the things you get.
You know, I don't like the word compromise, but this is one of those where the word compromise is going to,
I think that gives too much credibility to the idea that something has to be done.
I agree.
By the city.
I say if it's not broke, don't fix
it.
Well, I've been doing this going on 34 years now, unregulated basically, and we've had a really good relationship with the city and the Omaha Police Department for all of these years. And a really strong safety record.
So who's the proponent of this? Is there a name? What do we got? Why is it even an issue then?
It was signed off by the chief of police. The ordinance was
Hayes. No kidding.
No,
is
not.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's right.
It was signed off by him, but it had to come from somewhere.
Exactly. They haven't told us specifically who identified it as a concern that they needed to deal with.
Well, we know people here.
Well, and
with the show.
What I kept hearing, though, is it just came from their review of the College World Series when mm-hmm. they were reviewing it internally and what they could do better. And they have told me several times when they put this before a city council, they said that it was not me that was an issue. It was the out-of-towners.
But they told me that they didn't even ever see the horse and carriages over there, and they had no issues with them and no instances of anything. But yet I got entangled into this ordinance.
Well, we'll be curious to hear how it goes when it's all said and done, and we'd like to know who votes on it, maybe have you back on the show. Thank you very much for coming on. I like the story.
You're welcome.
I wish you weren't going through it.